It's fine. Okay. Hey, welcome everybody to the Disney Parks. Sorry,
wrong show. Wow. Welcome to WDW Park Hoppers Live. Let's try it that way. Yeah. I'm Park Hopper Sid.
I'm obviously stupid. Park Hopper John.
Welcome to married life, y'all.
Yeah, it happens. When you do several podcasts and shows and live streams throughout the week, you forget what show you're on oftentimes. Welcome, everybody.
Well, this is WDW Park Hoppers. And the Mimosa. At www.parkhoppers.com.
Yes. The Mimosas help.
Oh, they do. Well, they can find us, WDW Park Hoppers, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Am I missing anything?
Nope. All right. We're going to skip the, we don't do that part anymore. One little bit of housekeeping
I've got a script that's wrong.
If you're watching live, hang tight with us because we will be doing two things very special. We'll do a Q&A afterwards, and then we're going to be walking around the Festival Center, which is where we are right now. We're at the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. So we're going to take you around, check out the Festival Center. Two things that one thing I'm very, very excited about. Joffrey's Coffee is here, and they have Mickey flavored coffee, and they have whole bean coffee version of it. Because we're those snobs that
I don't know if it's Mickey flavored.
Yeah, it tastes like Mickey. It tastes just like Mickey. I've tasted him. I know.
Do you like walk up and just lick him during a meet and greet or something?
Oh, Mickey, tastes great, buddy.
Tastes
like the tears of unquiet.
Medium. Come and get it. We have friends here with us, and they are trying so hard to do this.
So,
well, and what was your other big news today?
Finally, I have my cutting board. I'm so excited. I actually have my cutting board. So,
and they got these cute little bags now. This is kind of great.
They've learned a couple things.
They've gotten rid of the bags when you buy stuff, but when they give it to you free, you get a bag.
Right, absolutely. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, thanks for being here, guys. Sorry about the squirrely startup.
Welcome to Tuesday nights.
It's been a busy day here. So if you're watching live, thanks. If you're not watching live, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. we do a live show just to have some fun, just to add a little bit more Disney flavor to you. We're here live at the Festival Center. We're going to walk around after you do the Q&A. So on with that, my friends. Let's get into...
Well, should we introduce our reluctant third host?
Are you ready for this?
Oh,
sure.
All right.
You can do that. That's okay. What he has?
What?
You can do that.
Okay. I'm not going to do that.
All right.
You're not?
No.
Hello! This is our wonderful friend, Debbie. And Debbie, who do you work for?
Dreams by Design Travel.
So if you are looking for a Disney vacation, look for this face.
And how can people find you? Where do they need to go to?
I have a Facebook page, Dreams by Design Travel with Debbie. And also, we have our own website, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media channels.
Snapchat?
No, I do not have Snapchat.
We can be friends.
Good for you.
All right.
Yeah,
not going to do
and,
that.
And not only do we love Dreams by Design Travel, but they also sponsor the Disney Parks podcast.
Which is why you had that on your mind, right?
That's right. That's exactly why I had it on my mind. So,
all right.
So check that out. We'll be checking in with you later. That was good, right? You all right?
Yeah.
You all right? You good?
Everybody relax. All right. It's all good. They literally just got evac'd off of the Nemo ride. Something happened.
Yeah.
So they got taken off the Nemo ride. I think it's these guys' fault. They're probably...
I dropped my sunglasses down in between the tracks.
Are you serious?
That is wrong. All right.
We've heard of worse. All right. Why don't you get started with the news?
So a lot of news has been coming out the last couple of days. The first of which is if you're a fan of the Plaza Restaurant at the Magic Kingdom, and really who isn't? It's an amazing venue over there. Very teeny tiny, but the Plaza Restaurant at Magic Kingdom for a limited time is going to start serving breakfast. This is a big deal. This is another breakfast opportunity over at the Magic Kingdom. So guests are going to soon be able to start beginning their day with a full of hearty breakfast food in the quiet, quaint little Main Street USA Plaza Cafe. It's a great addition. Choices include a classic all-American breakfast, so scrambled eggs, potatoes, sausage, bacon, biscuit, and of course, Mickey waffles.
Everything should start with a Mickey waffle.
One of the things that my wife and I are very excited about, the Lobster Benedict. That's going to be the with tomatoes, lobster, fried green tomatoes,
get it right.
Lobster, two poached eggs, hollandaise sauce. That's going to be pretty amazing. Additionally, guests will be able to create their own omelet with fresh ingredients, including sausage, bacon, ham, onions, peppers, tomatoes, and of course, cheese.
Yes.
Because what omelet would be an omelet without cheese? The little ones are also going to be able to enjoy a selection featuring Mickey waffles with fresh cut fruit, sausage, and bacon. The Mickey waffles are served, and this is kind of different, over banana cream, dusted with powdered sugar, then topped with Mickey-shaped sprinkles.
I wonder if it's like banana pudding. So,
yeah,
I guess we'll find out.
It's going to be a sugar with a layer of sugar and a Mickey waffle and more sugar and cut fruit and a side of sausage and bacon.
Oh, I think it's banana cream, waffle, sugar, sprinkles.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I'm reading it. But you know what? There's sugar.
So, breakfast at the Plaza Restaurant will be available daily from 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. for a limited time beginning on November 4th. And it's going to end after the first of the year on January 5th. Reservations are strongly recommended and can be made by the My Disney Experience or calling 407-WDW-A-DINE.
All right.
That's pretty exciting. That's kind of
fun.
Well,
and once you've had that very hearty breakfast, pretty soon you're going to be able to wander back over to Epcot for the 2019 Festival of the Arts and the Flower and Garden Festival.
It's never too soon to get those dates out, man.
No, this is the festival park. It's just all it is.
Yeah.
So, the 2019 International Festival of the Arts will begin January 18th and run through February 25th. So, if you're following with us, we are now in Food and Wine, and then we go to a little bit of Christmas. And then we go Festival of the Arts, and that's January 18th to February 25th. This will be the third year for the festival. The Festival of the Arts offers art-inspired opportunities, including Disney on Broadway concert series. The previous Disney on Broadway concert series only ran during the weekend, but this time they're actually going to try it all week long. So
yeah.
Pretty excited about that.
That's going to be pretty cool.
And then a little bit, about a week or so after it ends, so into February, beginning of March, then kicks off the International Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, buddy.
So,
never
Disney
ends
topiaries,
here.
More food, outdoor kitchens. Very popular. It's a wonderful event that kind of, you know, I feel like it's the appetizer for Food and Wine.
Yeah, it's 90 days of flowers and topiaries and
food. And wine.
Yep.
And cocktails.
Just like now.
And the Garden Rocks concert series. And that is also going to be expanded to have concerts 7 days a week. So
woo-hoo.
They're definitely upping the entertainment on this one.
Absolutely.
All right. So you want to take this next part?
Yeah. One thing before we move on. If you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon, something that you can do to really help us out is go to wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. And that doesn't change anything for you, but that'll send people to Amazon. That'll help us out big time. Doesn't add anything to your ticket. Amazon will kick back a couple pennies for us, and we would appreciate that. And if you're looking for any Park Hopper merch, like we've got some cool tumblers and mugs and stuff like that, you can go to wdwparkhoppers.com/shop. All right, hit them up with the fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
Is one that she's thinking about doing, and I'm not sold on it yet.
Oh, well, first of all, in case you wonder where we are here at the Festival Center over at Epcot. And right behind us, you can actually see the Shimmering Sips Mimosa Bar. Big fans. There's some non-alcoholic offerings, but, you know, flavor profiles are actually fantastic this year.
Not too bad.
Two thumbs up. All right. Walt Disney World is now introducing the Up Close with the Rhinos backstage tour.
Do you want to touch a rhino?
Beginning November 1st. Guests will soon have the chance to make genuine connection with the white rhinos at Disney's Animal Kingdom as part of the exciting new backstage experience called Up Close with Rhinos. Beginning November 1st, a new 60-minute guided tour will bring guests behind the scene for an exclusive look at how the dedicated animal teams take care of the white rhinos that are seen while riding the Kilimanjaro safaris. I am excited about this.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. It's very popular already.
The guests will learn about Disney's participation in helping to save the endangered rhinos in the wild. The cast members at Disney's Animal Kingdom are looking forward to the tour as well. Caitlin Miller, who is a member of the Rhino Care Team, she was quoted recently as saying that she loves talking to guests about how each unique individual rhino's personality is. So she knows once the guests come and meet the rhinos, they're going to see how amazing they are and will want to help rescue them for future generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just fantastic.
I think it's a great idea.
So, you're just afraid of the rhino horn.
Yeah,
those
things are pointy.
I don't think you're going to get that up close and personal.
I don't know. Have you ever been on one of the safaris and a rhino chases after the truck?
No, but we were on one, and we thought we were getting chased by something else, and they took off. I don't remember what it was.
That is true.
So, the Up Close with the Rhinos tour will be offered 11 a.m. daily, and the booking window for the one-hour experience is set to open on September 22nd. So, that means it already opened. So, my apologies, I'm not reading this right. So, it opened a few days ago, and the lines have been filling up.
Yeah, it's been super popular. The word on the street is 1 hour wait times just to make a reservation.
So is that like Main Street, or is that like a street in Hollywood Boulevard, or we said word on the street?
Yeah,
I was trying to figure
word
out
on
what
Main
street.
Street USA is.
All right.
The so, homies on the back streets.
The Rhino back streets.
The voice lesson street.
Guests must be at least 4 years old to take part, and the cost is $40 plus tax per person. So there will be select annual pass holder and Disney Vacation Club and Vacation Club member discount. So definitely check for that when you are booking your reservation.
Right.
And this would be by calling 407-WDW-PLAY, P-L-A-Y. So I'm looking forward to this.
This would be cool. I know that we're going to do it. It's going to be really hard for me to touch that rhino, knowing the kind of damage it can do.
I don't know if you're going to be allowed to. They may not.
They say
they're protected.
You want to touch a rhino. It's just boink.
Doink.
Yep.
All right.
She wants to boop a rhino, because that's the boop. So, boop. Yeah, it's crazy. We do have a little bit of sad news. The next two stories are kind of sad for...
Their change.
Their change, but it's going to affect some cast members and some people that we've all kind of been touched by on our Disney trips. All live actors are being cut from Animal Kingdom's Rivers of Light nighttime show. So this is really only affecting... the four shaman characters, but they've been a part of the Rivers of Light nighttime show since it debuted a year and a half ago. It's been a little while.
Yeah, I think so. 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, they're being sent on their way. Let's put it that way.
Hey, they're not going to meet Puppy Jesus.
No. They might be. Well, they're shamans, so they're probably going to go
Jesus?
Whatever god they... Yeah, okay. Anyway. So the Shaman of Light... From the Rivers of Light, Disney nomenclature.
I'm getting eye rolling back here.
At Disney's Animal Kingdom, the live actors will be removed from the show after September 29th, this year's last day for a lot of entertainment, because at the end of September is the end of Disney's fiscal year. October 1st starts the new fiscal year, so Disney's making a lot of cuts. So the Shaman from the Rivers of Light show are out, and this is the one that kind of hits me the hardest.
That the Captain Jack Sparrow pirate tutorial is ending at the Magic Kingdom. So that is actually ending this month also, again, September 29th. So the Captain Jack Sparrow pirate tutorial is the show that debuted in 2006 in Adventureland. It was just across from Pirates of the Caribbean. And so, yeah, that was the most recent announcement in the latest entertainment budget cuts. And I'm just surprised at the entertainment budget cuts when the prices for tickets and parking keep going up.
They've also announced earlier that they're cutting back the amount of streetmosphere people at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We've already seen a massive cutback of the streetmosphere happening at the Magic Kingdom. So, and the end of the move it, shake it, slam it, bake it, flay it, whatever dance
party. I still think they're moving that one back to Hollywood Studios.
They're not. They're not. What happens, they're retooling that, and it's going to become the move it, shake it, Mouska dance party. Seriously, no kidding.
I just wanted to see him say it.
Yeah, I got out there one piece. So it's good that they're not completely getting rid of that entertainment, but Disney's cutting down on a lot of entertainment, and it's sad. It's sad, because I love all the entertainment stuff, but I mean, it's what Disney has to do, but... The flip side is they could be making way for some new entertainment options.
Absolutely.
Which that's what we're all hoping for, something new and fun, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we're sitting here and we have our friends over here, which are the most well-behaved studio audience we've ever had.
I think one's
and
about
just
to fall
realize,
asleep.
No, he's watching us. Look at his phone.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm
my
a
gosh.
I'm a little freaked out, yeah.
That's
so
cool.
He's got his phone laying down here
all
watching.
Right. We're all, this is the last story, guys, so
all right.
We'll get back out. Okay. So Pixar Place.
This is your air conditioning break.
Pixar Place over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Everybody was wondering what was going to happen there. Guess what? It's going to be turning into Metroville. Metroville? What's Metroville?
You have
not paid attention to Disney Pixar's The Incredibles. Because Metroville is where The Incredibles live. Honey, where is my super suit? Anyway, The Incredibles are coming to Hollywood Studios as Pixar Place transforms into Metro City.
I'm
you
the
are the greatest good I'm
ever
going to
get.
Beginning in late January, guests will meet super suit designer Edna Mode and see some of her greatest creations. No capes.
No capes.
They will look for clues to the whereabouts of the multi
powered
Jack. I think that's going to be like a.
He's mischievous.
He is.
He's enjoying it.
I think that's going to be one of those where's Jack things that you go and you pay the, you know, $10 and you get the little button or pin at the end. I think it's going to be one of those.
They're normally like $5. It's like when we try to find Remy here.
Same thing. I think it's going to be the same thing. And then finally, at the end of the block, guests are going to be able to celebrate all the heroic deeds of Mr. Incredible, Mrs. Incredible, and my personal favorite, Frozone.
In his super suit.
Who will make appearances throughout the day during a party featuring lively music, dancing, interactive games, and lots more super fun. So that's going to be cool.
I'm very excited about that.
I'm a little disappointed that they're not doing more in that area and really making it like a Pixar place. They've got the space for it.
This,
you know.
This is Pixar.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I know. That's just me.
All right. So that's actually the news.
We did. We kind of burned right through it.
We burned through it, but we have friends to visit with. So,
yeah, friends to visit with. Plus, we're going to take a quick tour. I'm going to take them so you guys can visit if that's okay.
You're going to take them on a tour.
I'll take them around, and you guys can chat.
All right,
and then
we'll
get
out of here. Chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. He's going to take y'all to find the chocolate. We'll follow him.
We have dinner reservations, so we have to get to that.
Oh.
What time is your dinner?
7:40.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Well, then we best hurry up then.
Absolutely.
We'll be done here in a minute.
Okay.
So meetup. Our next meetup is October 20th. We're featuring Mickey's birthday. We're hearing from the inimitable Mr. Jim Corcus. He's going to come give a talk. It's going to be over at the Boathouse. We have a room. We have a very intimate setting. Tickets are still available, but they're going quickly. Tickets are like $10. There is an option to purchase a ticket and get a book. You can get it signed by Jim and check that out. That's happening on October 20th. Where are we going to be next week?
We're going to be at Disney Springs. We don't know where yet, but we are going to celebrate Wonderfall at Disney Springs. So.
All right.
So
make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all at WDW Park Hoppers. And make sure you find us at WWParkHoppers.com for Parks One World.
And everything in between.
All right, we love you guys. We'll see you next week. And.
Mwah.